Good afternoon. Welcome to A Process Approach to Caring, Stephen Minister Training. This is our sixth class, our fifth topic. As you know, some of these modules have two classes that combine to form that particular topic. This one does not. It's a standalone. Today we're going to talk about the concept of process versus results. Process being what we as Stephen ministers can actually do, we're trained to do, using our skills and what we're taught in class. And that in one piece of this is our end of it. And then we look at results. The results we leave to God. There's absolutely no way anyone can ensure results. He's in charge of the end result. And that's a good thing. It kind of parallels the concept of we care as Stephen ministers while God cures. And we've already talked about that, and we will continue to talk about that concept as we go along. Seem very straightforward, and yet it's very important that we become very clear on some of these fundamental concepts as we go forward in the ministry training. So today, the goal is that we'll become better equipped to focus on the process of caring as it relates to the caregiving relationships that we will have. So, the devotion today talks about Paul and Apollos and God and the Christians in Corinth. The Christians in Corinth were quarreling among themselves regarding whose teaching and leadership they preferred, Paul's or Apollos. Now, this was around the time of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and Paul had to address this very divisive problem. The Corinthians were missing the point. Christ unites all believers and works through each one's unique gifts to produce results. If you look at the top of your outline today, and it's on page 89, the presentation outline, there's a passage from 1 Corinthians. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So again, Christ unites all believers and works through each one's unique gifts to produce results. Paul was the church's first great apostle to the nations, and Paul's ministry, without a doubt, produced results. But even Paul realized that his role was what it was, and that only God could bring people to faith in Jesus Christ. What's the parallel for Stephen ministers in this? Well, it's pretty obvious, I guess, but let's go through it. You're going to engage in the process of listening and caring for your care receivers while you trust God to bring about results in your caring relationship. You're going to focus on what you can do and leave to God what only He can do. Again, process versus results, caring versus curing. This approach also leads to great freedom for the Stephen minister. We're free to care for our care receivers, knowing that we're not responsible for their ultimate well-being. That's in God's capable hands, and it's a good thing that it is, because none of us is equipped to produce the results and to produce the healing that only God can produce. So in this class, we're going to explore process versus results, and look at some approaches to process. Practice focusing on the process of caring. And also, while this relates to ministry, it also relates to our private lives, our own personal lives. If we can focus on the process rather than trying to make things happen and fix problems, our life certainly will be more rewarding and more effective in our relationships. Let's pray. Almighty God, you are always in the process of blessing us, giving us good gifts, strengthening our faith, meeting our needs, and giving us new life. Thank you for working through us to care for others. Bless us with wisdom to distinguish between what you want us to do and what only you can do. Please give us faith to fully entrust our care receivers and all whom we love into your mighty care. We give our time and ourselves to you now and eagerly await all you will do in and through us during this class. And we pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Okay. Now, a vivid example. There's a slide up now that shows a vivid example. We're going to get into this. Now, this is an exercise that's done in class. And just to give you an idea of what happens here, one person is the caregiver and the other, of course, is the care receiver. And we follow through using focus note one on page 89, the care receiver profile. And it's really used to create a fictional care receiver profile. So the caregivers meet with me, and then they'll rejoin the care receivers. And just to give you an idea, it is a setup because I'll be coaching the caregivers, the Stephen ministers, potentially, that when they get into this exercise with their partner, the care receiver, they need to be extremely results-oriented. So they're going to be driven. They're going to attempt to fix the care receiver's problem and make them feel all better in one visit. It matters very little whether they enjoy the experience. You know what's wrong and you know how to fix it. That's the way the caregivers are supposed to portray themselves. Your job is to get the care receiver to support your solution very quickly so they can feel better right now. I caution them to be very pushy. Don't waste time on reasoning with your care receiver or even listening to their feelings. That's only going to slow them down. Give lots of advice. Do 99% of the talking. Don't waste time listening. Convince your care receiver to do exactly what you say. So you get to the heart of the problem fast because you've only got 3 minutes to do it. Don't tell the care receiver about your instructions, and then I ask them to go back to their partners and start the actual skill practice. The care receivers briefly tell their caregiver what their needs are, and then it begins. The things that I ask people to do is to watch the body language of the care receiver as you come on as a Stephen minister, poised to really move this along in all the wrong ways, by the way. And they start the exercise by actually going through the little scenario and knocking on the door and as if you were making a caring visit. And then they go ahead and begin the back and forth, the give and take. So they're being instructed, that is the caregivers, to be very results oriented. After this goes on for a few minutes, we review some questions as to how it went, the discussion questions. And you'll find those in focus note two, it's on page 90. Well, obviously, it's going to generate some interesting discussion. You know, how did the care receiver feel? How did the caregiver feel? How did each party read the body language? So what did this exercise tell you about caregiving? It's a bit exaggerated. It does show, though, some of the problems with such an approach when it's results-oriented and driven. So even though a results approach is more subtle in real life than what you might see in this exercise, the feelings and the outcomes of a results approach are often very similar to what you saw in the exercise. So later on, we're also going to practice a process approach, of course. Okay, let's move on to the next topic. Process goals. a definition of process goals. Now, we've seen the results of trying to use, the results of trying to use a results approach in caregiving, and they're not really good. So let's talk about how to be sure you're focusing on the process. We read in Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, that one way to remain process or focused or oriented is to think about your goals for caring. So let's look at the definition of process goals, because that's going to give us the chance to review some important elements of a process approach for caring. And it also will help you to understand how to set process goals as a guide for caring. Very important step. And to this day, it's difficult sometimes for Stephen ministers to really capture a process goal or two or three for their caring relationships. So we go over that in supervision, trying to help them to understand what those goals really should look like. But a good way to kind of understand it a little better is to realize that process goals are actions. They focus on the means and not the end. That's one piece to it. So when people think about goals, they often think about the final results. Process goals are different. Process goals focus on actions that we plan to do as Stephen ministers and the skills we bring to the situation. Now, to be effective in caregiving, we have to be able to focus on the means, not the end. What do we use to this end? We use the skills that we've learned. We use listening skills. We use reflective skills, reflective listening. Ask questions, validate. And we trust in God that He will work through our actions, and He will, to bring about the positive results in the care receiver's life that we're looking for. Let's continue on the definition of process goals. We said that they focus on the means and not the end. They also are actions that I can do, meaning the Stephen minister, to focus on what I can control. If you look at focus note, these are in your book, by the way. These focus notes are on page 90 and 91. And let me see if they spill over to 92. They actually do. So you should be following along there. Focus note 4. Process goals are actions I can do. What I can do, what I can control. So, you as a Stephen minister and caregiver, focus on what you can do and not what you will try to get someone else to do. That's a good lesson for real life as well. We really cannot change anyone else. That's a very controlling attitude, and I've got it too sometimes, and I have to correct myself. That's not my place to make decisions for others. We don't do that as caregivers either. We can't change others. Only God can do that, and that's a good thing. The best we can do is to control our own actions. Again, the definition of process goals goes a little bit further. It focuses on what I can do now. They focus on the present, not the future. If your goal is focused on the present and not the future, it's likely to be a process goal. That's a good, clue that you're thinking correctly. Process goals are one thing, and they focus on the present. Results goals focus on what the care receiver may or may not do in the future. That's a result goal. Result goals are the Lord's. But one of the best ways to care for your care receiver, one of the best ways to care for your care receiver is to be fully present with them. Give them your full, complete attention. And remember, your physical presence and undivided attention does tell them that you care for them. No cell phones, no interruptions, if you can possibly control that. You're all there for them. It affirms to your care receiver and shows that you're interested in what they have to say. And so they feel worthwhile, that it's a worthwhile exercise. It's a worthwhile relationship. So this also helps care receivers pay full attention to their own feelings and their own thoughts. Remember, that's a very important step for emotional healing. To recognize and accept one's own feelings. We learn this in Module 2, Feelings, Yours, Mine, and Ours. Recognize, accept, and act on one's own feelings. When your caregiver, you as a caregiver, are fully present with your care receiver, you help that care receiver do just that. I've put up another slide now, definitions of process goals, and focus note 6, it's on page 91. Process goals are actions I can do now that concentrate on the other person's needs. They focus on servanthood. We talked about, in Christian caregiving again, our way of life, we read and spoke about servanthood versus servitude. Process goals help you to relate to your care receiver not as a superior being, but as a servant. I mean, Jesus Christ, if anyone, was most superior, and yet he humbled himself. He took that towel and he washed the feet of his disciples. Powerful, powerful illustration of what servanthood is about and what we're called to do. Please take a look at Focus Note 7 now. It talks about what I just mentioned, Jesus' attitude of servanthood. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only at your own interests, but also as the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Taken from Philippians 2, verses 3 through 8. With process goals, you will humble yourself to focus on meeting your care receiver's needs rather than your own. And when you do this, you are following what Jesus Christ has asked us and commanded us to do. So again, process goals are actions I can do now to focus on the care receiver's needs, leaving the rest to God. The caregiver focuses on caring and not curing. Now, how many times have I said that? And we still go back to repeat it, not because you're not grasping it, but because you need to hear it. It has to become second nature. It has to become something that you fully accept and you see the benefit of. By leaving the results to God, you respect your care receiver's boundaries. Boundaries are so important in caring relationships. And we will have a whole class on boundaries, so we'll get to more detail on that. But you respect your care receiver's boundaries, not taking responsibility for their feelings, thoughts, and actions, and you show your trust in God. So you do what you can do, and you leave to God what only He can do. Okay. Some examples, we're going to move a little bit now, examples of process goals. Good thing to look this over. It's helpful. Page 92 in your book, your class outline. Let's see. Examples of process goals, focus note 9. I ask you to kind of look through that. I'll be asking the class for some discussion on that topic. But those are some really good examples of process goals will help you to set your own in the future in your caring relationships. So just to summarize some of this, we focus on the means and not the end as caregivers. We focus on what we can do, what we can control. Focus on the present, not the future. We practice servanthood. We care, we cannot and do not cure. Now, can you think of other process goals that would meet this criteria? I would take some time, if you can, please, and maybe write some ideas down. We will do this in class and kind of just brainstorm a little bit. Okay, a possible challenge when a care receiver asks for advice. This is a new section to this class, new topic. Sometimes your care receiver is going to ask you at some point for advice. It's very possible. For example, like, you know, if you were in this situation, what would you do? It's okay that they ask that question. In fact, it shows trust and respect of the caregiver, which is really good. But be careful. Just be really careful to resist the temptation to jump in and resolve or fix that problem, because this is an open door to letting you do just that. Please take a look at Focus Note 10. It's on page 93 in your class outline. It gives some good examples of process responses that can help the care receiver think through options and come up with the answer. But do not result in the Stephen minister fixing the problem. They're good things to ask and make the care receiver think through what they're dealing with and kind of guide them through that thought process. See, remember, just trust in God to help your care receiver work through the questions as you continue to provide care, because that's going to work. So in class, we read aloud Focus Note 10, but I'd take a look at it if you would now. It should be a help to you. It just gets you started in thinking about process response to requests for advice. Okay. We take a break at this point in class. And now we're coming back to another topic today. It's the importance of results. Okay, we just spent a lot of time talking about focusing on process. That's what we do as caregivers, and that is true. But results are important. We're not saying they aren't. They are important. And in a short while, we're going to look at how to provide care in a way that focuses on the process. Right now, we want to look at something that was touched on your pre-class reading, the fact that results have importance. As a Stephen minister, you're going to want your care receiver to successfully find their way through whatever kind of crisis or life trial that they're in, and to find hope and experience God's healing love. It's just that as a Stephen minister, you can't make those results happen. That's the point. All you can do is focus on the process of caring, and that's a lot. Once again, use your listening skills, empathizing, affirming, understanding, and trusting God to bring about healing. Please take a look at Focus Note 11, if you would, please. That is on page 93 in your book. These are all good, reasonable outcomes to hope for, but they are results goals. You know, they look very different from process goals. They focus on what the care receiver is going to do, which means they're out of the control or out of the Stephen minister's control. Only the care receiver with God's help can make them happen. So if you as Stephen minister were to try to create or force goals like this, those results by your own efforts, you're probably going to end up with not good results. There are negative results that can come from focusing on results. And if you'd look, please, at Focus Note 12. Now we're over to page 94. Negative results that can come from focusing on results. Read that through, please, and digest it, if you would. There's some good information in there, some good caution to take into consideration. Okay, another topic. How to focus on the process of caring. It's an exercise. We do this one in class, of course. We're forming groups, subgroups, and there's going to be three situations, and there are, and you can read them through, and I would suggest you do, and then try to write down some process goals on your own for a Stephen minister caring for a caregiver going through these different situations. They unfold in, let me see, caring situation one is focus note 13 on page 94, and then 2 and 3, page 95 and 6. Okay? The best we can do with a recorded session, of course, is for you to take this as a homework assignment, and it would be worth your while to read through those situations and try to come up with some process goals in each case for that Stephen minister. Okay, I'm going to fast forward through some of these notes that are about that discussion in class. Alrighty. If at any point, you know, since you're doing this remotely, there's any questions on any of this, any of the material that you're going to be covering on your own, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me, you know, call or email or whatever you want to do, and I'd be happy to talk to you and hopefully lend a little clarity to some of this. Okay, another topic, practicing a process approach to caring. Now, again, we're doing skill practices. So what happens in class is that each partner to this chooses their role. They're going to be a Stephen minister. They're going to be the care receiver. And using focus notes, let's see. Okay, focus notes 13, 15, 16. That's it. We're talking about working through those skill practices, as I mentioned to you. So that's that pretty much, let's see, 13, 14, 15, and 16, that's right, cares and caring situation 1, 2, 3, that pretty much will take the class through to its end. So I have some pages of notes to pull past here. Let me see, a lot of notes. 1 second here, and we'll continue. All right, we have some questions for the whole class after this this exercise is completed. You know, things like what's was easiest about focusing on the process of caring and what's most challenging about doing that. And it's just a discipline. Once you get familiar and comfortable with process versus result, it will come as second nature. So this is really just practice. Focus note 17, which is on page 96 in your book, gives you some good discussion questions. You can kind of visualize what that discussion might be in the class. How did the caregiver focus on the process of caring? You know, what could have possibly gone a little better? You know, those kinds of questions. Okay. I hope that the session gives you some new insights as to how and the value of focusing on the process rather than results. In caregiving, it's essential. I appreciate your attention. Let's just look at where we're headed. The next two sessions are going to cover the topic of assertiveness. Hopefully you've got your training schedule in front of you, and you'll see that this is another one of the modules that splits into two classes. So on June 14 and then June 21, we are into assertiveness. That's module T6, part 1, and then part 2. The assignments, the first assignment for, I'm looking at it, June 14th, you will be reading Speaking Truth in Love, chapters 8 through 12. We started reading that book already, of course. And then for the following class, Speaking Truth in Love, chapters 13 through 18. There's no pre-class reading in your book for module 6. Okay, as you'll see on page 99, we start right out with the presentation outline. So there's no pre-class reading in your book, but there is in that additional book that we're reading, Speaking Truth in Love. And then the following class, of course, we go to part 2. And there is, again, no pre-class reading in the Stephen Minister Training Manual. It's just in the book, Speaking Truth in Love. I cautioned the class to bring that book with them for the next two sessions, and I would ask you to have that handy, because this lecture is going to reference some parts of the book as we go along. I hope you found this helpful. Material is very important. We're building some essential skills here in these first few classes, so hopefully they will become, as I said, second nature to you and give you a good foundation for caregiving. I'd like to close with a prayer, please. Lord God, we're able to step out as caregivers because you're with us, working in and through us. We know we can't achieve the caregiving results our care receivers need by ourselves, but we trust that you are at work through us and the caregiving process, and that you will bring about the results you want in your way and in your own time. Thank you for calling us and using us in this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your attention and working with us. God bless.